أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كذبت ثمود المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم صالح ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين.
In the previous ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of the powerful people of Ad and how Allah had appointed and sent to them Nabi Hud alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ruku, He relates to us the incident and speaks to us of another very powerful community, and that is the community of Thamud. Thamud too, a very powerful community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with abundance of provision, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them also with the skill of architecture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with many different bounties and favors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this community, and Allah speaks of Nabi Salih alayhi salam, also one of the early prophets. So after Nuh alayhi salam, you had Hud alayhi salam, who was sent to the people of Ad, and after him came Salih alayhi salam, who was sent to the people of Thamud. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in ayah number 141 of Surah Shu'ara, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Thamud, the people of Thamud, the community of Thamud, they also belied and they rejected al-mursaleen, those sent to them. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember when their brother Salih alayhi salam said to them, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, do you not fear Allah? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ, indeed I am an honest, trustworthy messenger to you from Allah. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ, fear Allah and obey me. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ, I do not ask you for any remuneration and reward upon what I have been sent with. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, my reward and my remuneration is only with Allah, who is the Lord of the universe. So here once again we find the introduction is exactly the same as we had seen in the previous ruku as well, when it came to the people of Ad, and also when it came to the people of Nuh alayhi salam. They first introduced themselves as the messengers of Allah, and then they spoke about taqwa, they spoke about Allah consciousness, they spoke about the fear of Allah, they spoke about obedience towards the messenger, and also they made it very clear from the beginning that we are not here to seek any fame or to seek any wealth, and we are not here for any political or worldly gain or worldly interest, and we are not motivated by any worldly things and material things, and that's why we do not ask any reward from you for what we are doing, but our reward lies with Allah. Then he says to them, أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ, will you be left in whatever you have, will you be left here securely forever? Think about the future. Think about the time when you have to leave all of this. Do you think, and really, are you going to be left here secure and safe and comfortable in all whatever you have? Is this how you are going to remain in this world? فِي جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ, will you remain securely and safely and with comfort in gardens that Allah has blessed you with? Will you remain forever in the spring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, وَزُرُوعٍ, and the palm, وَنَخْلٍ طَلْعُهَا هَضِيمٍ, and the date palm trees, the spades of which are intertwined, meaning there were so many date palm trees that they had, that the spades on the top, on the upper part of the date palm trees were actually intertwined with each other. So Allah, once again, we find blessed them with abundance. So they had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with garden, Allah blessed them with orchards, Allah blessed them with spring and water, Allah blessed them with farms and vegetation and crops, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with fruits and date palm trees. And on top of that, he speaks of the skill that Allah had blessed them with, وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ, and Allah has given you the ability to carve out home from the mountains. So they would find a huge mountain, and in the mountain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with the skill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with the ability to make homes and to carve homes out of those mountains. Now we spoke about what a blessing and what a ni'mah a skill is. You have a certain knowledge, you have a skill, you have a science. It is a ni'mah and a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you realize that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has allowed you to enjoy that knowledge or the skill that you are blessed with. So he speaks about this. He says, on top of all these bounties and favors and everything else that you have, وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا, and you carve out and you design homes within the mountain, Farihin. Farihin has two meanings. One is you do it, Farihin, and you show arrogance and pride. Meaning that skill that you have, you use it to show how better you are than others. It has created within you a sense of superiority. So that's what's happening. Rather than it creating within you a sense of humility and humbleness, the science that you have and the skill that you have, it has made you feel that you are better than others who may not have the science and the skill and the knowledge that you have. Number one, Farihin. So you do it boastfully and you do it with great pride and arrogance because you can do it. Another meaning of Farihin means you do it with a great deal of expertise. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you experts in this field that you are engaged in this area of activity and your area of expertise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you to enjoy a great deal of professionalism and a great deal of expertise in what you do. Fattaqullah. Fear Allah. Fear Allah. Remain Allah conscious. In other words, attribute it to Allah. Don't allow it to create within you a sense of superiority and a sense of pride and arrogance, and let it not make you feel that you are better than anyone and everyone else. وَأَطِيعُونَ, and obey me. Obey me always. وَالتَّقْوَى, وَالتَّقْوَى comes what? Obedience of the Rasul. In other words, the pathway and the way to develop Allah consciousness is through obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and obedience of every other Rasul. The way of the Rasul and the teachings of the Rasul will ultimately lead us to taqwa, which is Allah consciousness, which is ultimately our key and ultimately our ticket for entrance into paradise. وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ, and he says to them, do not obey the command of the transgressors. Those who have exceeded the limits and who have transgressed the limits, don't look up to them as role models and do not obey their command. الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, those who are causing mischief in the land. Those who are causing mischief in the land, وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ, and they do not set things right. They are only there to corrupt and to create mischief and to violate the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not look at them as role models. Rather, obey the Rasul that was sent to you and be conscious about Allah and seek ways to develop Allah consciousness and piety. May Allah grant us this.